You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 193. And today I want to share you a little behind the scenes secret on how to turn your competition into your best lead source. You ready for this? Let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, profit amplifier to expertpreneurs and service professionals building a business around their expertise. And the whole focus of what we do here is little tricks, little tips, little strategies that have a huge amplifying impact, not just on your business, not just on your reach, but on your profitability. And today I want to share with you how to turn your competition into your best lead source, literally tap into their prospect pools, be able to leverage the communities they've worked so hard to build, and do it in a way that's really healthy and everybody wins. And the secret behind this is something I learned probably close to 20 years ago, 19 years ago. It's been what's produced multiple six-figure paydays for me. And I can't wait to share it with you. There's two strategies we're going to look at. And one of them is my absolute new favorite, especially with everything going on in the world today, where we're not able to go out and speak on other people's stages the way we used to. But one of the things you have to know if you're going to use either one of these lead sources is you need to know how to avoid common messaging mistakes, common delivery mistakes that end up costing you the lead. And I have been speaking and being on podcasts and partnering up with people for 20 years now. I cannot believe this is my 20-year anniversary in business this year. And what I've discovered along the way is there's a lot of things that passion alone will not fix. Expertise alone is not enough to pull that person who's listening to you, who's tapping into that place you're sharing your message and become your best leads until you stop making these 17 mistakes. Now, the 17 mistakes are a report I put together, 17 mistakes that you could be making that are costing you your best clients and your best leads. And they're really common mistakes. They're everything from people who just wing it when they get on stage or they show up to do a podcast episode through not having your golden thread mapped out, which means you're not actually moving prospects along a path that makes sense to them, so they just get disengaged and check out. Now, I want to share this with you. It's absolutely free at getmagneticmessaging.com/report. I want you to take a second, pause this episode, go download that gift, and I want you to read it. I've had people show up on my podcast as a guest and say, Melanie, I read everything in that 17 mistakes. It helped me so much because I was making 5 or 7 or 10 of those mistakes, and now I know how to do a better job of showing up and delivering. And I want you to have that same gift, whether you're using email marketing, speaking, podcast guesting, getting online and doing videos and Facebook lives, whatever your method is of sharing your expertise, you've got to learn how to overcome these mistakes. So head over to getmagneticmessaging.com/report, download it, read it, and be sure to tell me what mistakes you caught yourself making. Now, let's get into today's episode. 20 years ago, when I started my business, the landscape of being a coach, being someone who delivered expertise is very different than it is today. But there are some principles that still stand true. And one of them is that in order to tap into prospect pools without spending a fortune, without having to do a whole bunch of legwork, without taking weeks and months and years to build your own community, really to be able to accelerate your own prospect pool cultivation so that you have people who are excited to learn from you and hire you, you can tap into your competitors who've already done the legwork. And there are two, maybe three, depending on how you want to slice and dice this, the strategies that I have found massively valuable, but they all pivot, they all kind of hinge on a secret strategy that I found accidentally 19, 18 years ago, I guess it was. And let me tell you how I tapped into this, and then I'll share the three strategies. Many years ago, in the beginning, and I was trying to figure out how am I going to deliver what I do, I knew that masterminds were a thing. I knew that tapping into other people who had expertise, who were successful in other things that I was not yet, and we could collaborate and co-create strategies for success, I found that there were people who were speaking to and already training and educating and cultivating communities that I also wanted to tap into. And in those masterminds, that was the strategy at the time, but there's a lot of ways to access these types of relationships. I found that what those people were good at complemented what I was good at. And here's the secret, the little key that unlocks what I'm going to teach you today. When you learn how to recognize and solve a problem that other successful experts are creating by delivering what they do, you will have clients for life. I'm going to say that again. When you recognize the problem that other experts, colleagues of yours, competitors, if you will, are creating by teaching the solutions they teach, you will have clients for life. This is a really unique way to tap into competitors and colleagues who maybe do some similar things. And there might be a part of you that goes, oh, we do the same thing. There's nothing there for us. I don't want to be stealing their clients and stuff. But here's what's so interesting about the two strategies I'm going to teach you today. These people are hungry to collaborate with you too. There's always a win-win. And if you really approach this right and pay attention to what they're delivering, where their expertise tends to land, and then look at what do you do naturally, what is your superpower, and how will it complement what they do or solve a problem that they're creating, it opens up this whole opportunity flood for you. I'll give you an example. I mentioned earlier, 18 years ago, when I was really figuring out all the stuff that was actually going to work to build my business, I was in a mastermind with several really successful entrepreneurs and marketers, and they were really great at teaching marketing, but they were not so great at teaching people how to prioritize and implement and get out of that overwhelm that it created. And at the time, that was my first emerging superpower. Like, I could see how to organize step by step, what to focus on, what was really going to drive results. And so they started to recognize that superpower as well and started to bring me into the three strategies I'm going to teach you today to share my gift. And so what began to emerge is I could solve a problem that was keeping their clients from fully implementing what they taught. And then I began to look at what other problems they're creating. So the next problem was they didn't have enough bandwidth to implement everything these experts were teaching them. So I started learning I started recognizing I had a natural talent of building teams and hiring people and, you know, leveraging and delegating. And so I started teaching those strategies. So every problem they were creating, I was developing a solution for because it was in my superpower. Okay, we don't want to just go create solutions for something that, you know, that is not really in your superpower because then it just becomes work. Now that's the key to unlocking this strategy and to moving past that mindset resistance of, look, I don't want to be competitive with my friends or we do the same thing. How on earth would we really gain benefit? There's always a compliment. Okay, there's always a complementary solution that you deliver that they don't, especially if you're paying attention. And this really ties into niching, which we'll do in a future episode, really understanding that if the more you niche down either on a client type or on a solution, the easier it is for you to partner up with people. Now, this knowledge, this awareness drove multiple six figures of revenue into my business because it was so easy for us to partner. And really, it only dissolved after they started recognizing the value of the coaching and the training I was doing, and they started wrapping that into their own offering umbrella. which is a whole nother episode, but this will serve you really well. Now, the three strategies I want to teach you today, and I won't be able to deep dive into all of them, but I want to expose you to these ideas and get your mind thinking differently about how you tap into new lead sources, how you tap into new potential client bases. One of them is just the tried and true JV partnership type thing. The second is speaking on other people's stages, similar, but there's a little bit of a nuance to the two. And then the third is podcast guesting. Now, you know, I'm a real huge fan of podcast guesting and it's my favorite. And so I'm going to start with that because I think everybody right now can be guesting on podcasts if you have an expertise and you've learned how to magnetize the message. So no matter which of these strategies you pick, you really do need to know how to magnetize your message. This will fall flat if you do not understand the magnetizing process. And I've worked with clients where they're like, it's not working. People aren't responding. I'm not getting booked on podcasts. You know, people aren't seeing the value in what I'm teaching. It's because you don't really have that mastery yet of how to shape your message, really like unleash the magic in your unique expertise through the way you deliver your talking points. Okay, so that is in Get Magnetic Messaging. I highly recommend you check that out if this has been a kind of a fail point for you up to now. Now, here is the reason why podcast guesting is my favorite way to tap into your competitors' prospect pools and maybe even more beneficial to you than starting your own podcast right now because there's millions of podcasts out there. That is, you look for podcast hosts who serve your target audience. They have a unique problem. They need more content, especially if they're doing interview style. There's a lot, especially if they're doing multiple days of the week delivering episodes, they need content. They need other experts. And there's less resistance to bringing on someone who does something similar if you pay attention to what they deliver in their core business and offer a complementary topic. Okay, so let's say that the podcast host teaches podcast guesting like I do. Well, you wouldn't necessarily want to lead your topic of being a podcast guest on episodes. I'm probably not going to book you. And I probably wouldn't book you if you were doing a lot on authority positioning, unless you had a really unique slant to it than I do. But let's say your superpower is teaching people how to build membership programs, even though you also teach people about podcast guesting. I would book you to teach about the membership programs. I would want that as a guest. As a matter of fact, that's going to be a guest coming up. We do some similar things, but she was leading with that because her person who books her on podcast did her homework. That's how you tap into competitor pools. So yes, we may have the same type of things we offer, but I would want to talk about that other thing because I don't necessarily talk about it. It's not one of my superpowers. I have a friend of mine who teaches people how to do group coaching programs. Well, so do I. That's what we do in Amplify Your Success. But I don't lead with that particularly. And she has a really awesome topic about how to leverage and scale your business using group coaching. So I booked her on the show. We have similar audiences, but that's how you start to really build up momentum and you start to tap into someone who's built a very successful following in their podcast and who's exposing their guests to the community they've worked so hard to build. And it's a win-win, win-win-win, really. So the host is getting a great content chunk, something they don't normally talk about. You're getting access to a new prospecting pool, and the people listening are getting a problem solved by listening to you. Win-win-win. So that's why I like podcast guesting. It's, you know, most people don't charge to get on podcasts. Some do. So you got to really check that out. But it's a really awesome way to quickly get in front of a huge group of people who need and want what you do. Now, let me talk about the other two. I've said two and three because to me, JVing and speaking and podcast guesting, they're kind of all, so podcast guesting and speaking are really the same kind of thing, But speaking is in person, and we're not doing a lot of that right now in the world. But when we do get really, you know, back on track with all that, and I do believe we will in the next 6 to 12 months, then speaking is a nice complement to podcast guesting. There is nothing better than getting on a stage and sharing your message in an audience that's hungry for what you talk about. But you do need to suss that out. I highly recommend you go back and listen to my podcast episode on making good decisions about opportunities. Flush out, is that really the right audience for me before you say yes? Because there is more expense involved when you go speak at live events. But it will do the same thing podcast guesting did. And by the way, that's exactly what I did early on. I was doing webinars, which was the early version of podcast guesting, right? Teleseminars, if you remember those days. And I was doing live event speaking and collaborating with my partners that way. Really powerful way to fill your programs quickly. And again, you need to know your message to do well in those environments. The third strategy is JVing. Now, JVing is, there's a lot of different forms it can take. I'm just going to hit the high notes on this because it's worth mentioning. My friend Tom Poland, if you listened to that episode a few weeks back, he talks about OPN. OPN is other people's networks. His big strategy, and many people who are just slaying it in the online market, they are JVing. They are partnering up online with peers and colleagues who also serve the same audience. And they may do something as simple as, hey, if you'll share an email promoting my thing, I'll share an email promoting your thing. So that's a simple way to do it. And it can be, let's collaborate and do a joint webinar where you share your expertise and I'll share mine, and we'll send both of our audiences to that sign up. A third one could be a little more sophisticated, where you've got a whole sequence of something you're launching to your community, and you ask friends and colleagues who have targeted prospect pools like yours if they'll mail for you or host you on a webinar, or, you know, do a series of emails to share that. Joint ventures, the idea of collaborating and co-creating an audience, is a very powerful way to accelerate the building of your own community. And there's so many different ways you can do that, from hosting an event, doing giveaways, having summits. It's, you know, the range is there. You have to decide what's really in your wheelhouse and in your superpowers and stick to that. So we've covered three things: podcast guesting, speaking on other at other people's events, and JVs. Okay, these are three. There's multiple ways you can do this. This is actually one of the things that I cover with people when I'm doing revenue rush roadmaps, is what are the ways we can quick start your prospect pools. And this is something that everybody needs, is getting a accelerated access to people hungry for what you do. Now, a couple last words on this before I wrap up today. It's very important that you do your homework and really understand who that potential partner, that potential competitor, do they have the same audience blueprint as you want? There's something to be said about like getting out there and creating buzz around your message, especially when it comes to podcast guesting. But when you really look at who are they going to bring into your community, if it's not a line guess, it's not really worth your time and energy in the end. Because then you've got a bunch of people coming in that don't really need or want what you do, and you end up wasting time on prospecting calls, or you end up with a dead list because these people aren't really that interested anyway. So take that brave step to flush out, is it an aligned audience, before you say yes? And then secondly, you might even want to go a little deeper and really understand, like, does the energy and the charisma and the values of this person match what I do? A lot of times I turn guests away that I would really like to tap in, but the energy's all off, and it's like, it's not really the kind of person I want to like expose to my community. Like, I don't feel like they're the kind of person that I want to invite my audience to work with. So really, I'm very protective of you as my listener. I'm very protective of my community and my clients. And I'm not going to bring someone in who I think is overly hypey or, you know, doesn't have the same heart values that I do. And I certainly am not bringing someone in who I think is manipulative or overly, maybe there's a lot of smoke and mirrors in what they're delivering. And I really pay attention to that. I don't always get it 100% right, but I do my best to make sure that we have only high quality guests on the show and that I partner with. I'm even more exclusive about who I partner with and share via my email community. So I would invite you to do the same. It really will serve you in the end to have high quality leads coming into your sales pipeline, into your prospecting process, to make sure you understand what are you looking for. And if you need help with that, I know this is a big step for a lot of people and you don't quite have your head wrapped around all of it and you're looking for solutions on that. Again, this is one of the things we do in Get Magnetic Messaging that will help you accelerate sales because you're talking to people who are ready and needing what you do. I would love to hear if you're going to put one of these strategies into place, if this has inspired you to go deeper on something, go over to the show page, share with me what you're going to put into action, or come into the Amplify Your Success community, amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. Tell me what it is you're going to do to get this put into action in your business. All right, we'll be back next week with another great episode. Can't wait to hear how you amplify. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.